When you or your loved ones get sick, is it your first intuition to pray or go to the doctor? Do these two approaches contradict each other? Stay tuned to hear what Padre Pio had to say. Ave mundis pes Maria. Welcome back to our YouTube channel following Padre Pio. If you're new to our channel, Padre Pio was a Capuchin friar, mystic, and miracle worker whose intercession is still very powerful and active today. We publish videos and shorts 5 days a week, so follow us to find out more about the life of this fascinating saint, and you will be amazed at what Padre Pio can do for you, a family member, or a friend. And now to our story. The story I'm about to share is taken from the book Padre Pio Crucified for Love by Silvana Cobucci Leite. In this book, Silvana discusses an interesting and important topic. When we are sick, should we rely on prayer or should we seek medical attention? Do these two approaches contradict each other? Well, Padre Pio, even though miraculous healings would occur because of his intercession, often recommended visiting a doctor when someone was ill. He had great respect for doctors and the medical staff, as shown by his initiative to build a hospital in San Giovanni Rotondo, where many people, especially children, were dying from treatable illnesses. In a letter written by Padre Pio in 1916, we can read, "The Lord wants, as far as the state of the sick is concerned, that we follow the advice of doctors as much as possible. In certain cases, miracles are ascribed for which the doctor had contributed a little." So as we can see, Padre Pio was not opposed to following the advice given by doctors. In fact, he frequently recommended it. To underscore this, let's take a look at an anecdote shared by Silvana in her book. A woman named Filomena noticed that her daughter, Maria Pia, was struggling with some kind of illness when the child was just 9 years old. She noticed that Maria Pia had difficulty breathing and her nails and lips would turn purple, which is a strong indication of low oxygen levels in the blood. Filomena also discovered a strange lump on the right side of her daughter's neck. Suspecting something serious, Filomena and her husband promptly took their daughter to Padre Pio. When Padre Pio saw the child, he touched her neck and blessed her. He promised to keep her in his prayers and told the parents to take her to the doctor. He said, "Doctors with their medicines, we with our prayers." Maria Pia was hospitalized shortly after and underwent an operation on March 18, 1959. However, tests revealed the presence of a rapidly spreading cancer that had already affected various parts of her body. The parents were left with little hope, and even after radiation therapy, the doctors predicted she had only a few months to live. 6 months later, in September 1959, Maria Pia's parents brought her to Padre Pio once more, and he repeated the same phrase as before, "Doctors with their medicines, we with our prayers." But at this point, the doctors had already exhausted all their medical options, and it seemed that all that remained was prayer. To everyone's astonishment, the following month, there were no visible tumors on Maria Pia's body. The doctors conducted x-rays of various organs, which revealed no abnormalities. The cancer had vanished, completely gone. The doctors were unable to explain her sudden cure. They were sure the little girl would die. However, Maria Pia has enjoyed excellent health ever since. End of story. So as we've heard in today's story, Padre Pio advised a combination of prayer and medicine when dealing with illness. These two approaches don't contradict each other. Instead, they work hand in hand. Someone once told me, or perhaps I read it somewhere, that even medicine will not be effective if it is not in accordance with God's will. In other words, all healing ultimately comes from God. It is through medicine that God brings about healing. So if you ever find yourself struggling with the question of whether to take medicine or solely rely on prayer, remember Padre Pio's comforting words, "Doctors with their medicines, we with our prayers. I would like to hear your comments or experiences regarding this advice of Padre Pio. Please put them in the comment section below. Thank you for listening. Please do share this video to help our channel grow. And please give our channel a boost by continuing to watch another video. This will help with the YouTube algorithm. I have recommended some videos especially chosen for you on the end screen. Or just click on one of the links in the description below for a full selection of great Padre Pio stories, or our playlist of Padre Pio Thoughts for the Day. And don't forget to enroll your Mass intentions for next Friday's Padre Pio Holy Mass. You'll find the link in the description below. And stay tuned for the next video on the life of Padre Pio.